TJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
The gunman who shot and killed four people at a Manhattan office building on Monday was sold the gun he used by a supervisor. CNN reports that Shane Tamura, a 27-year-old with a history of mental illness, was sold the M4 rifle by a supervisor of his at the Las Vegas casino he worked at for $1,400. New York City Democratic mayoral nominee Zoran Mamdani is echoing calls from Governor Kathy Hochul for a nationwide ban on assault rifles.
As it is horrifying to each and every one of us in this room and beyond, that a man with such documented mental health struggles was able to purchase a weapon, leave alone a weapon of such devastating capability.
A top advisor to former President Biden says his former boss was fully capable of exercising his presidential duties. The GOP-led committee looking into Biden's alleged cognitive decline and possible misuse of the presidential auto pen are interviewing former Biden counselor Steve Ricchetti. The Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. Chris Caraggio reports.
It comes as President Trump has publicly pressured Fed Chair Jerome Powell to lower rates. Shortly before the Fed announced its decision, Trump said that he heard Powell will cut rates at their next meeting.
I hear they're going to do it in September. For what reason? Nobody knows.
He also again said Powell's decision to not cut rates is costing the economy hundreds of billions of dollars. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Authorities have identified the suspect accused of opening fire outside a casino in Reno, Nevada, Monday. Reno resident Dakota Hover is still in critical condition after police say he was shot by officers responding to the shooting at the Grand Sierra Resort and Casino. Authorities say there's no known link between the victims and the 26-year-old suspect. The motive for the shooting remains unclear. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's New Jersey fast traffic.
Still jammed on the northbound 42 freeway near Creek Road in Belmar due to construction work. Southbound Parkway and Toms River, bumper to bumper between Church Road and the Toms River tolls with construction. You've also got northbound construction at 129. Delays are starting to ease coming off the Driscoll Bridge. Southbound in the local lanes, there are delays by Cheesequake service area. 18 South is jammed in East Brunswick. All lanes are closed at West Ferris Street for construction. Go with Old Bridge Turnpike instead. 287 North, brake lights into Piscataway with construction work. Northbound Western Spur still jammed by the Vince with construction. The Eastern Spur is now faring better. 30 minutes upstairs at the George with construction. Cars and buses head downstairs. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next port 1118, New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 is available on smart speakers. Listen at home by saying, play New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather will be warm and sticky overnight with a partly cloudy sky. We'll have a thunderstorm in some spots. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Not as hot Thursday, but still humid with some sunshine followed by clouds. There will be a few showers and thunderstorms around, most numerous in the afternoon. And the flash flood risk will be increasing throughout the day. Highs will be in the low to mid-80s. Periods of rain, some heavy Thursday night, and there could be a thunderstorm. The potential for flash flooding in some areas. Lows in the mid-60s. Then the rain winds down early Friday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
82 degrees in the Great Garden State.